Hi everyone, good morning. Ooh, what a day already. It's already hot. It's not even 11 o'clock in the morning yet. Blimey. At least it's a bit breezy, which helps. Well, I was planning on going on Tuesday yesterday after coming back from church, but yes, there was a mosquito or something similar in the room, and I panicked and left it and thought, oh, never mind, I'll just go to bed early. And so I did, and I'm glad I did, because, well, I slept really well, because basically what happened is, some of you know that Garth got a new bed. Obviously, normally he sleeps in it. But Friday is Nan's, or Grandma's, if you're American. So he gave me permission to sleep on it Fridays. So I had the privilege yesterday to try out the mattress, which molds your body, which was absolutely glorious. It was so nice. I slept absolutely fantastic. And I woke up and I thought, I slept too long again. I bet it's already 11, 12 o'clock. Turned out it was only 8:45. So I thought, right, I slept well. I'm not tired anymore. I'm not going back to bed. Got into my slightly sporty clothes and went for a walk. It's absolutely beautiful. It's if you imagine, if you go out of our back door, you go across our backyard, which is just a tiled bit of, you know, ground. It's not anything beautiful, but it'll do. And then you walk down some steps, which are quite steep, and then you are on this pathway. As you walk, if you walk to your right, it's going to come to the street. If you walk to your left, you're going to go past the car park of Waitrose, which is, for you Americans, one of the bit posher, bit more upper class supermarkets. And then you walk past that, and you can walk down a very nice, little bit windy, but mostly straight pathway. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It's like a piece of like nature in a town. It's full of nice flowers, and there's not many people going around. There's some bikes, some people jogging, some with dogs, but that's about it. And I was just, you know, I don't need a cane there, because it's so straightforward and I know it inside out, so I can go without a cane. Just let my hands dangle by the side, and I'm probably gonna have two audiobooks because I'm talking too much, but I don't care.